Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting second, the center fielder, Rod Myers. Batting third, the left fielder, Bip Roberts. Batting fourth, the DH, Bob Hamilton. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Kevin Young. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Keith Lockhart. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Sweeney. Batting ninth, the shortstop, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jose Rosado. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Damian Jackson. Batting second, the DH, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third, the third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jeff Kent. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Ryan Thompson. Batting ninth, the catcher, Tony Pena. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser. And now, play ball. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Myers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Myers strikes out. Two outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roberts for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Damian Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Seitzer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Myers. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Myers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hamilton strikes out. One out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Paquette strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thompson hits a pop-up into center field. Myers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peña hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Kent moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Damian Jackson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lockhart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Lockhart reaches second base with a double. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockhart moves to third. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Offerman batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Offerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Offerman takes first base on ball 4. Lockhart scores. It's Royals, 1, Indians, 1. Rod Myers is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Offerman moves to third. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Offerman scores. Myers moves to third. It's 2-1, Royals. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton is walked intentionally. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Seitzer strikes out. One out. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tomey is 0-for-1 in the game. Tomey takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tomey moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive towards short. Howard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lockhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lockhart hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser juggles the ball. That's an error on Hershiser. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kent hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roberts. Kent reaches second base with a double. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lockhart fields it and throws to first for the out. Kent moves to third. One out. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pena is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pena hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kent scores. It's Royals, 2, Indians, 2. Damian Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Rosado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pena moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field. Myers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pena moves to third. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lockhart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Offerman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Offerman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Offerman hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Myers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Myers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Granger now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kent is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kent takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to second. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Sweeney for a passed ball. Franco moves to third. Kent moves to second. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Peña is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Franco scores. Kent moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Damian Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lockhart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lockhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lockhart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lockhart fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Offerman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Myers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Myers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Myers takes first base on ball 4. Offerman moves to second. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Offerman moves to third. 2 outs. Bob Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Roberts moves to second. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Hoosman now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Sweeney and he is safe. Franco steals second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Myers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kent is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kent hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roberts. Kent reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Kent moves to third. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Myers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kent tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Damian Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. John Nunnally pinch hits for Kevin Young. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nunnally hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lockhart hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Lockhart reaches second base with a double. Nunnally moves to third. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nunnally tags and scores. 1 out. It's 8-4, Indians. Johnny Damon pinch hits for David Howard. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Damon strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Offerman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Offerman hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Damon now playing right field. John Nunnally now playing left field. Bip Roberts now playing second base. Jose Offerman now playing shortstop. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Seitzer strikes out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thome moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field. Nunnally picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nunnally. Thome scores. Bell moves to third. Franco moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Brian Giles pinch runs for Albert Bell. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ramirez is walked intentionally. Casey Candale pinch runs for Julio Franco. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kent is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kent hits a line drive into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Giles tags and scores. Candale tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 10-4, Indians. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-4, Indians. Tony Pena batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pena is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Geronimo Pena now playing third base. Brian Giles now playing left field. Casey Candale now playing second base. Jeff K. Rod Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Myers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Myers strikes out. 1 out. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts is hit by the pitch. Chris Stein's pinch runs for Bip Roberts. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hamilton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Candale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Paquette is 0-for-4 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.